The bill would create what are described as driver's authorization cards for people living in Vermont illegally. It would authorize the Department of Motor Vehicles to issue IDs that would look different from a regular state license. Advocates for migrant workers who came to the U.S. illegally have spent 2 years of lobbying for the bill. Senators voted 27-2 in favor of a version drafted by a bipartisan group of legislative leaders and the Shumlin administration. Immigration issues are a big political issue right now. Congress hopes to create a path to citizenship for immigrants living in the country illegally. And in Vermont, the issue has business implications. The dairy industry depends on an estimated 1,500 migrant farm workers.
They watch out for the farm, and the family watches out for them.
That's Chittenden Senator Philip Baruth. He says a study commissioned by the legislature found it's hard for migrant workers to get around the state. Baruth ended the one-sided debate by recalling the long tradition in Vermont of the hired man.
The hired man is the person that allows the farm to function beyond the nuclear family that's running. And a lot of times the hired man makes the difference between make or break for the farm. I think it's fair to say that in the 21st century in Vermont, this group of workers, migrant workers, are the new hired men.
Migrant workers and their advocates say the bill would allow them to come out of the shadows and move about the state more freely. Only New Mexico and Washington State have passed similar measures. In Vermont, though, the measure has its critics. Republican Senator Norman McAllister of Franklin County is a goat farmer. He expressed some of his constituents' concerns about issuing driver's IDs to migrant workers, even if the bill requires they pass a written test and a driver's test without a translator.
Living on the border where we do, and also hearing from our farms and their nervousness as to what the liability situation could be, I can't support this bill. Just a little bit that I looked into it, it didn't seem to pass muster.
After the vote, migrant workers wearing T-shirts and jeans thanked lawmakers in suits, including Senate President John Campbell as he walked off the Senate floor.
All right, now listen, no one gets tickets. Then we all be in trouble.
Among them was Gilberto Lopez, who arrived in Vermont from Mexico a year and a half ago to milk cows on a dairy farm in East Montpelier. Speaking through a translator, Lopez said the bill would give him and his coworkers a new sense of dignity.
It's a good thing because we will have the liberty and ability to be able to do the things that we would like to do. It's been difficult. There's been instances where I needed to go to the doctor and I wasn't able to because I couldn't find someone to give me a ride.
Lopez and other migrant workers say they're hopeful the bill will pass easily in the House. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Montpelier.